It's Mum Rant Radio, and I'm Brad Dunlap.
Hi, I'm Ben Crutcher, and we're reporting live from Long Beach, California.
8 blank blank East Ocean Boulevard.
In our living room, front in front of the bay window, the beautiful bay window, ocean view.
We are in the MJ's not here or no longer in the show formation.
We've temporarily removed the MJ from our formation.
Right. As you may have noticed from Mum Rant Radio episode 2/2.5.
Great episode, by the way.
Excellent episode.
Incredible. It gets better with time. So if you're listening to this one for the first time, go back and listen to that one. But if you're a little put off by the first 39 minutes, really power through because the last 47 minutes are gold.
Gold. Absolute gold. Well, we did have a co-host, but more of a sidekick named Michael Jordan, who's big and white, but
he's giant, white, 6'7", and also named Michael Jordan. He'll prove it to you by showing you his passport.
Well, yeah, he will show you his ID at any point. But we are kind of at a loss for a third mic, and also he's bad.
Our technology is not superior.
Yeah, he really likes to get drunk and mess with the cat and
who
stomp around.
Who doesn't though? That cat is irresistible. Look, I had to lock him in the closet just because I couldn't resist the urge to play with
him. We need to get Ben a shirt that says, Ben, gay for cats.
Here's why my cat is better than a girlfriend. My cat will love me all the time.
It's true.
Not physically, but emotionally.
Yeah, he's not broached that subject with the cat yet.
It takes time. It takes time. You got to ease into these things. Wow, you could take that a lot of different ways.
Right.
Easing into a cat. Think about it.
Ooh.
Mum Rant Radio. We ease into cats.
That's right. What's your number two reason it's better than a girlfriend?
Because
you said because it'll always love me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and everybody knows girlfriends aren't always girl friendly.
No. But cats are girl friendly.
Yeah, that's true.
And a girlfriend won't attract chicks, but a cat, an adorable little cat, might.
Yeah, that's true.
It hasn't really worked yet, and I've showed it to a lot of girls walking past.
I think girls mostly are dog people because they go for something. Now, I'm a man. Ben's a man. We're both cat guys. We both prefer cats to dogs. I don't know. Maybe I'm overstepping my bounds, but I think women like the dependency and the like unabashed love that you get from a dog, whereas cats, they're kind of fickle, and they don't need to like you.
Yeah, I think that my cat is unique in this way, where I think he does like hanging out with people, and he appreciates our company, whereas a lot of cats are bitches.
Yeah.
Not like bitches are bitches, but they're real bitches, and they're like hide under the bed and the couch,
every
and
time
scratch
someone
up
walks
your
in.
Face when you're sleeping. Yeah. This one doesn't. He only scratches your face when you're awake.
That's true.
I would also give ourselves this, that I just don't want to take care of a dog. A cat. Yeah. Not that I love taking care of my cat, because all I have to do is overfill his bowl, and then he's good for a week, and I don't have to do anything, and just make sure the toilet seat's up, and then he's got a little bit of water, and that's it. Cat's taken care of.
Cat's on autopilot. The cat also takes man-sized shits.
He does. He's called man
shits. I've never seen it.
And the funny part about him is, like, we used to have the litter pan over there in view of the kitchen, so it's like in this back room that you actually used to sleep in. How was that? Comfortable, right?
No.
Okay, well, uncomfortable
for
sleeping.
Well, it's kind of like camping.
Very comfortable if you're a cat, and that's your shitter. Yeah. So you would be over there washing dishes or something like that, just standing in the kitchen or cooking, and he'll go over there, jump into his litter pan, stare you down, and then shit right there. Because he knows you're doing stuff, and it smells terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
It's the
you
worst
have to open
smelling.
The doors. You have to
he
open
feeds the cat these things called Bonita flakes, which is like dried fish flakes.
It's like called dried Bonito. I don't even know what a Bonito is. I got to Google that sometime.
It's a street about two streets away from where we live.
Slang term. It's street for fish flakes. Well, not like fish food, but like sliced up pieces of fish.
Like, I think that has something to do with it because, you know, the cats gets a lot of attention from the three people who live here. So everybody's feeding him treats and Bonita flakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, he loves it.
But the cat literally takes shits the size of softballs.
Yeah, it takes two grocery bags.
Right.
To haul that thing out of there.
Right. And that's, you change his litter about every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, it's exhausting. I've broken two of those litter things. What are those called?
Wow.
Little spatulas.
Really?
Yeah,
like
two
the
of
plastic
them.
Ones, they broke?
Yeah, it broke.
Holy shit.
Broke. So I got to get a metal one.
Pun not intended.
Slipped right out there. Slipped right out. It's an amazing, incredible thing.
Yeah, that's the only. I mean, a lot of people complain about cats because you have to clean up their shit. But I mean, you have to clean up dog shit anyway.
Yeah, like what are you gonna do? Let it just sit in your yard. It doesn't go away, especially when if you live in a city, a dog's shit doesn't go away.
Yeah, I think a lot of people assume that they can just let their dog shit and then walk away. I was sitting at the coffee house and some lady brought her like little pug up. And it took a giant size shit right next to me, and then she just walked away.
Everyone, there was a steamy pile of shit in the middle of a sidewalk. The sidewalk you had, if you take your dog out, you're supposed to clean up after his shit. I don't know if I would if I had a dog, but I probably would because you're supposed to, and like I would feel shame because I know people are always walking around and they would see you have your dog take a shit out there, and then you wouldn't be cleaning it up. I go, hey, shitter, you clean up that shit.
The bass player in Kevin's band, what's the one with the Mexican guy?
Rick. Rick is Universal Sound Artists is the name of the band that Kevin plays in.
Okay, well, the bass player in that was telling me how he almost got arrested because he said he was out walking his dog and then his dog shit and he's like, well, I always go in this big loop, so I walk down to here and then I walk back the same way. So I'm like, well, I'll just pick it up on my way back, and then cops saw him. And tried to give him a ticket. And he said he was trying to explain to them how, well, I always go in a big loop. So I walk up here and then I start walking back.
Which I guess makes sense.
That's a terrible sell. Like, say you needed to go grab a plastic bag, you know, and he's like, well, I was holding the plastic bag in my hand. What did they think? I was just going to leave it there? I'm like, I think you were just going to leave it there.
I mean, it makes sense, though. If you do have a routine where you walk down, you know he's going to shit, and you're going to. You
right,
minimize
you're gonna retrace your steps. Like the only thing is, like it poo will petrify a little bit in that maybe 10 minutes you get to walk
it'll
down.
Form a nice crust over it.
Right, but
that's good for hands.
I mean, seriously, man, you're not gonna sell that story to any cop.
Officer,
like,
listen. Well, he might have done it though. He didn't get a ticket.
Like, why would I have the bag in my hand?
Well, I have this baggie.
So you can say, why would I have this bag in my hand?
That's a sweet alibi.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just always carry around a little jewel bag with me all the time. I was going to clean it up.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Talking about cops, have you ever been even called or sent any information for jury duty?
No.
This
but I'm a pretty off the grid person.
Yeah, well, are you registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
That's how they get you. That's all they need is your registration. You vote. You register to vote. You want to be an American citizen? They send you to the clink, and the clink is the jury box. So this is the first time I've ever gotten a notice, and I've been registered to vote since I was 18. That's never been a problem, and not always in the county that I live in. You know, for instance, when I was at SIU,
we were both registered in Jackson County.
Yeah, Jackson County. Then I moved up to McHenry, and it's now I'm 6 hours away from my voting district. But like I give a shit. I wasn't gonna vote anyway.
I was registered to vote in Jackson County for the last election, so I sent in my ballot absentee. Mm. And my dad said that when he went to vote in Spring Grove, I was on the ballot there too, so I could have actually voted twice.
Ooh, vote.
No, excuse me. I wasn't on the ballot. I was on their, like, voting roll.
I would have voted for you, dude.
And I wish I would have known because it would have been awesome to vote twice.
Vote early and vote often.
Yeah, because then
they say,
then
stuff
I could,
that ballot box.
Because then if I ever met a Republican, I could say, I cancel out your vote and your wives.
Ding, 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 ding. So, yeah, I've never met any single person that's ever been called up to jury duty.
A lot of people I know have.
Thing. Really?
My sister and my mother have, I believe. And
those aren't people.
Come on. It seems like every woman in my life has been called for jury duty. I know Valerie has at some point. I think it just happens with women more than men because I think they assume that they'll come in. But I don't know. They probably do it by a lottery.
Yeah, it's weird. That's what they claim. And there's lots of things that I'm like, well, I'm just going to try to get out of this. And I looked up the website to find out if I could get out of it.
Yeah.
And they had all my tricks all figured out.
Well, it is your civic duty.
It is, but the problem is I'll have to take off a day of work, and that is either a paid vacation day, or I don't know how they I would not like to take a paid vacation day. I would prefer just not get paid, so then another day I could just take a paid vacation
right.
day.
Right, when you're actually on vacation.
Right, when I'm having a good time, not sitting five blocks down the street in the damn jury box trying to... Guilty, that's what I'm going to say. Guilty, he's all guilty. They're all criminals. They're all committing crimes.
Well, wouldn't you like to be on a jury, though?
I think you'd find that
interesting.
I do, like, it's the work thing. I don't want to... I, well, I don't want to spend my vacation days. That's what I'm holding on to. I've worked so hard for those. Yeah. I do. I am
10
curious.
Of them's a lot.
I am curious to find out exactly what goes on inside of the jury, and I actually hope that I.
And I guarantee you, if you go with the I'm gonna get on. I'm gonna do my civic duty. I'm going to do my best to get on a jury and be honest and truthful. They won't pick you.
I'm going
to
bring a recording
If you go and you say, I hate the Negroes, you'll probably get put on.
Yeah, I hate them all. And they'll go, good.
The prosecutor will be like, really? Okay, we got to get this guy.
We got to clean up these streets.
Well, I'll trade you two Mexicans for this kid.
This guy's in. He's got a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I filled out the information. I actually tried. And through the Los Angeles County budget cuts, there was furlough days every third Wednesday of the month. So in my on phone registration, I was trying to press 5 in order to get to the change my date to a different date,
yeah.
a different week.
Yeah.
And I thought I was smart, and I would go, oh, they just told me that there's furloughs every third Wednesday. And so I'm just gonna change my date to that
third
week.
Third Wednesday. I'm sure they're pretty used.
It's the week. It's the entire week. But that no, the furloughs just started though, so it's not like they've had time to figure it out. But they did because as soon as I press that number, they go another voice comes on, a totally different voice.
You're dealing with an institution that solely deals with people like you who don't want
exactly.
to do it.
They know exactly how to fuck you because they fuck you first.
Right.
And so it said that sorry, this is not an available day. This is a court holiday week, so you can't do that. Go back to the beginning, and then you can't.
It's going to be really funny too, because like when you get on a jury, they're going to give you a speech about like it's a jury of your peers, and it's going to be like some 63-year-old black homeless person who has absolutely no parallels with your life whatsoever. It's going to be Melvin. It's going to be Melvin or shit for brains.
That'll be sweet. It'll be, the old gang is back together. That's what I'm talking about. See, reunited, and it feels so good.
Melvin and Shit for Brains were the hobos who lived in their garage.
Yeah. From episode one.
So
if you go back and listen. Oh, don't listen. Don't even. Just listen from now on.
Yeah.
Listen from here on
out. Don't listen to episode one.
Go to listen to episode one. Skip around a little bit. Get the new ones.
Unless you're Red Bar Radio. We got to inform you that we have one episode of a show up, and you should check it out because.
We have two episodes of a show up.
Yeah.
Now we don't have just one. We have two. And this will be the third. Well, if people are listening to this, this is the third, so we have three episodes.
Does this make
episodes.
You not wish you would have unregistered to vote or never registered?
I wish I would have unregistered before.
Yeah. Well, what if you would have gotten sent this in for, like, McHenry? Like, if you're still registered to vote in McHenry, and then you got sent a letter.
Well, if that was the case.
To your folks' house or something.
If that was the case, I mean, the thing that a lot of people were telling me is that they got the letters and just ignored them, and nothing happens. It says that you get a $1,500 fine and and the potential for jail time, and you still have to serve the jury.
Wow.
So it's like, you know,
yeah,
I don't
they can
care,
hold you
whatever.
In, they can
know?
Hold you in contempt of court.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. I live right down the street from the courthouse. It's not going to be hard for them to find me.
Right.
And I could claim I didn't get it, but I don't care. I sort of want to go to jury duty anyways. Like, I get a day off work. I'm just going to talk to my boss, tell him that I get a day off work, tell him that they implied in my pamphlet that they should pay me for those days off of work or just allow me to take them off and then take it off.
Okay.
Guilty.
If you do, like, get assigned to a case.
Murder trial or something like that, something crazy that
I
just get stuck in.
Well, what if you get assigned a case and then do you think you would work hard to become the foreman of the jury? Do you think you would be a good foreman?
Well, what I would do is I would allow someone to be the foreman first, right?
Right.
And then I'd like lead a rally against him.
Yeah,
exactly. Like 12 Angry Men. That would be me. I'd be telling them that, what if?
You're
what
just if, angry at your son.
What if I went out there and got a pocket comb just like this kid did? And then they go, that's impossible. It's such a unique little item. And then I go across, I sneak out of the courtroom, and then I go across the street to the market right there, and I find myself a pocket comb that's exactly like that. Come back, show them the pocket comb, slam it down on the table, and then usurp the jury.
What if Pauly Shore was part of the jury? He probably lives around here.
I'd eat Exhibit B, the tacos, just like he did.
It's true.
Exhibit D for delicious.
Pauly Shore, where are you now?
What a great guy that guy was. Is,
so this
still
is. This is Wednesday the 30th. Tomorrow's the 1st.
The 1st of October. Here we go.
The 1st of October, and they will be voting on whether or not Chicago will get its Olympic bid.
Ooh.
B. Obama, or as I call him, The Barackster.
The Bobama.
He went. Do you know where they do the voting?
Banana fan of Bobama.
Is it in Paris or something?
I don't know. Why not
Athens?
Greece?
Yeah, he went. He went somewhere where they're doing the.
He went to the Olympic Committee.
Right. To.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, the Olympic Committee to do some final like. Posturing.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to. He wants it.
He wants it because. I guess he still, it'll be in the waning days of his presidency.
Right.
I assume he's going to get reelected. But
he's hoping he won't have to deal with it. He'll get the benefits and not if he's planning on moving back to Chicago. He'll just get fucked.
Now I'm an ex Chicagoland at the very periphery of what you would consider Chicagoland. Me and you are both ex Chicagolanders. Now I always thought it was a bad idea.
Chicagoland.
Because it's neat, but that traffic system going 94 into Chicago cannot support the people who have to go to work. So I couldn't imagine like 2 months, 3 months where they had to support that, plus another how many tourists they'd get, plus all the construction they'd have to do. So I mean, that's a part of the world or a part of America that is just marred with construction traffic all the time.
All the time. Anyways.
Anyway, so to think that you're going to build all of these giant fucking stadiums and new bullshit that Chicago doesn't need seems like a bad idea to me. Well, I found the site called ChicagoansForRio.com, who echo my concerns. And one of my favorite things they pointed out was in Athens, 21 of the 22 stadiums they built for their last Olympics are defunct, that are not used for anything.
They just stand there.
No one uses them. And they are big proponents of Rio because South America has never had an Olympic Games. Because, I mean, first off, South America, so what are you going to do, winter?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Cut
it was
a
stretch doing it winter in Japan. Then, beyond that...
Nuclear winter in Japan.
They just don't want to deal with the hassle. They don't want to deal with the tax burden. They don't want to deal, you know, with...
Who doesn't?
What amounts to like, you know, 6 weeks of something. It's an 8 year build up to 6 weeks of something, or a 6 year build up for 8 weeks, which I agree doesn't seem worth it. It would be neat if like they got it just for like your Chicagoland pride. I hope I live nowhere near there if they do, but I'm pretty convinced that just because of the worldwide phenom that Barack Obama has become, they're definitely going to give it to Chicago.
Yeah, it seems like
he's got a lot of international pull.
Well, I like that the website too. It had comparisons between cool shit in Chicago or cool shit in Rio, and how lame in comparison it would be in Chicago. And one of my favorites was in Rio they had a Jesus statue. And in Chicago, or a standing Jesus statue, and in Chicago they had a sitting Abe Lincoln statue. So that was a stat. As far as statues are concerned,
yeah. Well,
Rio is
as
way
far
cooler.
As stature, because it's standing versus sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and Jesus.
My favorite one was that they showed like I forget the name of it, but it's a giant beach like illustrious on the ocean, and they're like that's the beach in Rio, and the beach in Chicago is off 63rd Street in Calumet City.
It's a shit cans.
Calumet City, not nice.
They also said perks of in Rio there was like bare women's chests, and then in Chicago there's big fat people.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a lot of big fat people.
The last Olympics that made money, or one of the only ones in history, was the LA Olympics in 1984.
Right, and I drive by that Coliseum almost every day.
And they still use it.
Yeah, USC.
I mean, they had a lot of it. They had a lot of the pre-existing infrastructure going in, so a lot of it was not a stretch to build outside of what they were going to build in the first place. So it was really, it lended them a good hand. So good.
Yeah, it's
LA did something right.
Yeah, it's Obama's hometown city, so since he hasn't invaded Iran, they'll probably favor it.
Well, good for them. See, now, I always thought it would be cool because then I would just be able to go back and visit it maybe during the, although plane tickets and anything involved with that will probably be bitch-ass expensive.
Yeah, astronomical.
So maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just watch it on TV.
Yeah, it would be like heading home for a headache, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you could stay at your parents' house and stuff, but then you've got to get to Chicago. So imagine taking the Metro down. I've taken the Metro down to Cubs games that got pretty annoying.
I took it after New Year's when I got beat up, and it was pretty jam-packed with people, but... What's an hour?
Yeah. The only thing...
You're there to party anyways, so, I mean, you're going to be the more annoying people than all the internationals who are there probably taking it seriously.
Right.
In my opinion, because
I don't want Swedes in Chicago, okay?
I don't want those Norwegians in Chicago.
I'm sick of the Swiss.
Sick of their knives and their hot chocolate and their watches.
I can't see it going to Rio. I can't. It's going to go to Chicago. It's inevitable. But that might also mean that they'll build another big ass stadium, and Chicago will get a second NFL football team.
The site also said that Toronto is still paying off their Olympics.
Yeah.
That they had, and
they're
still
like
quite a bit.
$208 million in debt. And that was a long time ago. That was so long ago, they made the movie Cool Runnings about it. And that movie came out 15 years ago.
I
want
to watch that movie again.
I swear to God, I saw Dougie Fresh or whatever that dude's name
was.
Dougie Doug. I swear to God, I saw him in the Fresh and Easy.
You want to kiss my... Hey, Sanka, you want to kiss my egg?
But I also can't tell the difference between black people, especially if they have dreadlocks. I just assume every guy with dreadlocks is Dougie Doug.
I mean, it's fair if they all...
And whatever happened to Dougie Doug? Didn't Dave Chappelle kind of steal his thunder?
You stole my bit, Dougie Doug.
Being a funny black guy.
I'm Dave Chappelle.
There can only be one funny black guy. Pryor's dead. Who's going to take the mantle?
Who's got the throne? We've got a crown and a scepter and a robe. Not a robe, a cape.
Yeah.
It's lined with lion's fur.
I think maybe it's just there's only one black comic that white people can find funny at a time. So like once Chris Rock gets old, they moved on to Dave Chappelle. Pryor's dead.
Except for
there's always Cosby.
Who's
but
next?
Cosby's
Tracy
just
Morgan.
White. Yeah. Tracy Morgan's not funny.
He does this thing with his voice, you know.
Tracy Morgan's not funny.
I don't want you to say that about Tracy Morgan.
The only thing I like about 30 Rock is Alec Baldwin. And I don't know why. I feel like he's gotten a bum rap, and it's neat to see him make fun of himself. But I can do without everybody else on that show. Everybody else can go away.
They can all just fall off the face of the earth.
Kill themselves.
Right now.
Yeah.
Spin so fast that it's flip off into oblivion.
Saturday Night Live's over, so don't go back, Tina Fey. We get it. You kind of look like Sarah Palin.
We understand. Your thick-rimmed glasses were sort of sexy to begin with, but now everybody has thick-rimmed glasses, and you totally ruined my librarian fantasy, you bitch.
Well, we talked a little bit about Obama doing this. About Obama going for the Olympic bid for Chicago. Obama's also been making a lot of waves with rednecks, which is what he was.
The rednecks
is what he was elected for. So we're going to take a little 5-minute break, and we're going to show you a clip. You want to set it up?
Sure. You guys are all familiar with the internet website YouTube, correct? You've been there a couple of times.
Do you know the first time I brought YouTube up to my mom and I told her to go check out my cartoons? She goes, I was looking for it, but you can't get on. I go, why? She goes, YouTube, U-T-U-B-E. I love you, Mom.
I mean, that is a site now, I think, and it's probably filled with free pornography. But
yeah, well, red tube.
There's tons of tubes. Anything with the word
tube
at the end of it.
Prefixed by another word.
Is absolutely a porno site if it's not Y-O-U-tube. Especially GooTube, and you don't even want to know what that is.
I do not want to know what that is.
That's disgusting. So this kid, there is a wave of outrage on the YouTube amongst youths below the Mason-Dixon line who have webcams and access to the internet and have signed up for YouTube accounts.
Yeah, why didn't we keep the South away from the internet?
And I mean, not only have they signed up for YouTube accounts, are saying what they want to say, they are actively participating in the YouTube community. Like it's like a chat room now, but only they're interacting through webcam. So it's like, it's amazing that these people are even able to do this. But so this one kid is leading a tirade about how Obama is going to make flavored chewing tobacco illegal. So here it is. Here is his tirade, and I hope you appreciate it.
It's delicious. Enjoy.
All right, what's up, guys? Man, I'm pretty fucking pissed right now after what I found out. I found out this fucking Obama is gonna fucking ban flavored dips. What the fuck is up with that? That's fucking gay. It needs to be fucking impeached for it. It's fucking gay as hell. That fucking pisses me off. Because I like flavored dips. I ain't gonna lie. This is flavored. Copenhagen whiskey. I swear if I quit making Copenhagen whiskey, motherfucker needs to be fucking impeached. Because that's not right. He's taking every right. And we got out of the way. He's a smoker. I mean, I smoke every once in a while. I stick with my dip. Especially Cobe whiskey. Throw in a dip for y'all. Yeah, I think it's bullshit. YouTube, I know I should be fucking doing anything to my fucking video just because I say nigger. I ain't showing a damn Nazi sign. We all got the freedom of expression and freedom of speech. I'm proud to be a fucking American. Obama ain't no damn American. If he was, he wouldn't do that shit. He's a fucking nigger slash Jew. I don't know why anybody fucking voted for him because he's not no fucking good president. He made all these promises that he didn't keep. So why should he be impeached? Hell, I hate to say it, but a monkey would be better. Better president than him. Monkey's a whole lot smarter. I don't know if a monkey dips, but I'd give him a dip. Man, if I was a fucking president, I would make everything legal. Everything. I'd definitely make prostitution legal. Not illegal, legal. For all you Obama fucking supporters out there, fuck y'all. I don't fucking care if y'all hate me or not. I'm just sick of his fucking shit. Cause he makes up the dumbest fucking rules ever. Hell, if he got fucking peace, everybody'd be fucking happy. Man, he thought George Bush was bad. Obama is the worst president we've ever had. Y'all cannot sit there and say that he ain't. Because he is. I'm going to stand up for what's right.
It's shit like that that makes me so pissed at Lincoln. Because I feel for black people. But I really just wish, like, when the South left, he would have been like, oh, sweet.
Thank Christ, they're gone.
Yeah, God.
It's like that guy who comes over to your party and you're just like, why is he still here?
I mean, like, we could get into the hypocrisy of stuff and whatever, but I mean, I don't need to think this guy that far through.
No.
I mean, he doesn't.
No. My favorite part about the video is like the Hot Pocket wrapper or Hot Pocket cardboard thing he's got just like thrown about his kitchen, and he's doing this in his kitchen.
He definitely is doing this in his kitchen.
Although it's very clear that he's living in a trailer, and it looks like a very small trailer.
Yeah. Because why do these people have to share the country? I don't get it.
Well, if you don't like it, you can just leave.
I mean, first off, he talks about Obama like he's the principal. I don't like his rules.
He makes all these rules up, and that we have to follow them. It's not fair.
he made all these promises that he didn't keep. He should be impeached.
I don't know why anybody would vote for him.
It sucks because I've said the same thing. Like, I wish Obama would have stuck to what he said. And now I'm a bigger Obama proponent than I was yesterday.
I mean, my question to I guess anybody is, if you don't like him, you didn't like him before.
Right.
And if you don't like him now, it's not because he didn't keep his promises. If anything, you would hate him more if he kept his promises because you don't want what he's going to give you. Isn't that right?
Right, right.
Isn't that why you didn't want to vote for him in the first place? So why the fuck do you care?
I don't know why anybody voted for him. And if you support him, fuck you.
Listen, I like my dip.
What's the South Park character that like says was bad? Oh yeah, he sounds like
bad.
What's his face? The guidance counselor from
Mr. Mackey.
Yeah, Mr. Mackey. Who's bad?
He kind of sounds like Boomhauer too.
Yeah,
I'll go on my dip and then I'm gonna vote for the Obama.
He's eating his Copenhagen the whole time.
He's just like, I like how he has to take a huge break out of speaking just to cram more into his lip. He can't even breathe after the whole thing's done. And he's using Copenhagen whiskey flavored dip. That was
right. Whiskey flavored dip.
Like, come on. I mean, okay, listen, he brings up a good point. Obama wants to say that you can't have flavored dips. He's a smoker. Sure. It's all the same sort of drug. It's just a different way you do it. But like, if you want to use dip, that is, you're fucked in the first place.
Hey, this guy is going to have no problem putting his dip in whiskey. He's never going to be impeded from finding whiskey in dip.
He loves Copenhagen whiskey and dip.
And when did whiskey become a flavor?
Yeah,
that's the most appalling thing to me is that that they are marketing whiskey flavored tobacco.
Whiskey.
I don't give a shit because candy. The only thing that's going to get outlawed is things I don't smoke. Like I smoke Camel Lights. And when in a pinch, I'll smoke Marlboro Mediums or Marlboro Lights. Those have the flavor of tobacco. I don't know if this affects menthol, but I know all those girly, like, Camel number 47, sure. cherry red Camels.
Well, yeah, I guess my argument was they're not going out and making, like, bubblegum flavored dip, but I guess they sort of are because they're making those really girly cigarettes now.
Whiskey's bubblegum for rednecks, right?
It's a bubblegum for grown man.
Grown man. Well, you thought George Bush was bad.
Skull Rebel is his YouTube username. Skull Rebel. So the things that he cares most about are dip and being a rebel.
Well, probably a racist. I mean,
clearly a racist. I don't think he had any problems with mentioning that a few dozen times.
He did show his rebel flag.
Rebel classic.
He had the American flag, but where the stars are, you know, the blue part where the stars are, he had, you know, the stars and bars in it.
Yeah, we'll definitely include this clip up. I hope I can find it again.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely leave a link up to this clip.
If it wasn't taken down for saying nigger. They take it down because it's a nigger.
Take it down.
What happened to free speech? Well, it's not. It's a company's website, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they can.
They can take down whatever you want because you're putting your, although entertaining, bullshit up for free.
I don't think they will. Because he's not making death threats or anything. He's just being extremely ignorant. But it's
apparently doing things that other people don't like, impeachable offense.
Yeah, I think that if you just like type into the YouTube search "Skull Rebel," you'd probably find out. Now I wish I had the computer right in front of me so that I can just look him up and see all sorts of madness because this. Can't be the first time he's done this.
We need to invite him on the show.
Yeah. If we can get him out here.
MJ's out. Skull Rebel in.
We have to. We'll probably have to purchase 2 plane tickets, though, because that's what they do now to fat people. They make you buy 2.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's all about weight, man. You use more. If you use more fuel.
Well, damn, buddy. What's your secret? Eating Hot Pockets? How are you getting fat? How are you getting fat? You subsist on Skull and Hot Pockets. And it kind of looks like his oven's on.
I don't know what's going on. There must be some reflection. There's like a garbage bag hanging from the handle. So if it is on, then he's burning his trailer down at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, those are sunglasses. I think it's like one of those electric ranges.
Yeah, he's probably one of those rednecks that, like, you know, lives in a trailer but can afford Ray-Bans.
J-Bans.
J-Bans, yeah. Well, I don't care if they say he's a Jew nigger. He's not only a nigger, but he's a Jew nigger.
I don't care. I don't care what any of them say. Well,
free speech.
I think we could, like, do you care if they, whether, I mean, I don't know what they're trying
I don't,
to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I'm an avid tobacco user, but like I said, it doesn't affect me. I wonder if it'll be like marijuana where like an ounce of premium marijuana is worth more than an ounce of gold.
Sure.
So maybe an ounce of whiskey flavored tobacco is going to be worth like $230.
And he's just got snuff in his bathtub filled up to the top, and he's just dousing it with bourbon.
Oh, yeah, I can't. And like for some reason, it explodes like meth. That's what's going to happen.
If he's going to take it away, I'm going to make my own. He's crushing up breath mints, and he's just mixing it up there, mint flavor.
Yeah, if you're going to eat, this is my argument with menthol cigarettes too. Is it's like, if you want something minty, there's a lot of things that are not bad for you that taste like mint.
And plenty of things that are good or bad for you that taste like mint.
True, true.
Like, I don't know how good Dentine Ice really is for you, buddy.
I don't know. It tastes good. I don't know. I don't know how good eating an entire pack of Mentos in 5 minutes is, but I'll do it because I love
delicious.
Mentos.
I don't know how bad for you sucking down an entire tube of toothpaste is, but man, it tastes good.
Actually, one time I did eat like half a tube of toothpaste and eat a cigarette butt on a bet.
Well, that's hey. If someone bets you to do it,
I don't even know if it was a bet. I think it was a dare.
Oh, that's even better.
I think it was in my like jackass phase of high school.
Listen,
where
you can't dare me not to do anything.
Where I was known to be easily peer pressured into doing things.
Hey, Brad, do this, okay?
Oh, mm-hmm. Will you guys be my friends?
Toothpaste, sure.
I don't
why
have
not?
Any of those.
Well, was it Aquafresh or was it like that? Like the red one that tastes like cinnamon.
I think it was Colgate. Mm. I think it was pretty regular. Mm. Pretty regular Colgate. Threw up. Mm. I had to have somebody else drive my car home.
Standard stuff.
Yeah, it was not
tasty.
It was not
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
But if Obama outlaws that, he should be impeached.
There's a huge outrage, and this guy would probably be right along with it. They are right around with what they're doing. There is a they are republishing Darwin's Origin of Species.
Okay.
And they are putting the author Ray Comfort is putting in 50 pages of an introduction in order to explain how the Darwin theory of evolution is only a theory, it's never been proven, and in fact you should search out other methods such as creationism.
Right.
It's put out plainly like that. This is basically, sure, read this, but read my 50-page intro first about how creationism is the only real way and Darwin is just a quack.
First off, I have many books written in the 19th century that I find unreadable. I have lots of them. You know, I have the Federalist Papers, and it's not even Old English, but it's just like Birth of America English that I find very difficult to read, so I don't think that I would ever
read.
They
put eads at the end of time.
I think I get Darwin's theory enough to not have to read the book.
It's not an easy read. I checked it out one time and I tried to read it, and it was not extremely difficult. Now I think I've read quite a few more books since then, but right. I can't remember
since the third grade.
Right, exactly. I can't remember whether or not I would like it now, and it seems interesting, but it's probably still one of those things I'll just get the clip notes and believe it's a good story. It's a good read, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure,
like,
the Sea Beagle or the Sea Biscuit, what was it? He had like a boat or something.
Well, it's like Ben's third grade reading for the summer was Babar and Green Eggs and Ham.
Where the Wild Things Are and
Darwin's
Origin
of the
species.
Yeah.
So Ray Comfort is also this guy who his explanation of why God exists was because, take a look at a banana, and he has like a banana that you would buy in a store, just a standard yellow banana, and he holds it and he just goes, feel how that feels in your hand. Look at the shape. It's shaped perfect for your hand. And he holds it, and then he goes, look at it. Look at the way it's curved.
He's gay.
It's angled perfectly for your mouth, so you can just hold it like this.
And he's queer.
Right in your mouth. And he goes, look at this.
This just screams of latent Republican homosexuality.
The rubbery exterior is meant to so you can keep a grip on it in your hand. And look, God even put a handy pull tab. No, Coca-Cola didn't invent this. Right here on the top for you to reach on there, grab it, pull it down, and eat. But what I find funny about that is apes in the wild, if they're eating, first of all, a wild banana is nothing like you see
right
in the store. That's a banana that people have been growing and domesticating through the years. Right. So through the theory of selective evolution, selective breeding and genetics, we've created a banana that could only have been created by God. And that's not even the funniest part, because it's like he talks about the tab on the top, and that's how I've always opened a banana. So in order to eat, you know, you grab the stem on top and you bend it down. But a lot of times if it's like not just
the ripest, it bruises the
like
top of it.
It bends over and smashes the tip of your banana, and it's like this just it's and it sometimes splits open. It's just a mess. Well, apes in the wild that eat the bananas, they go from the other end and they just peel it. It's like a push button. It's a secret entrance. You just basically grab it and it falls apart. Like you just open up the bottom of the banana. Have you ever tried that?
No.
It's incredible. It's like it blows my mind that I've been opening a banana from the wrong end this entire time, my entire life.
Full circle in the conversation. That guy who's against Skull disproves evolution.
Oh, yeah.
No 50 page introduction needed. That guy should not be at the top of the food chain. Definitely not. He's 198
pounds.
That
guy's a big kid.
He's malnourished because he only eats Hot Pockets.
He's got like this tiny mouth too. Like what's with giant fat people and like just having the smallest mouths?
It doesn't make sense.
That's terrible evolution. Darwin, you are wrong. Way off. Bullshit, my friend. I call bullshit on your theory, harebrained scheme.
Why? Who has the rights to Darwin? Did the Christians buy the rights to Darwin?
No,
so now
I mean,
can write 50-page introductions. Why doesn't he just write a 100-page book about why he thinks Darwin's bullshit?
Darwin will sue because it's easier. They're gonna hand it out in universities for free just to get you to understand that maybe creationism.
Who reads 50-page introductions? Who? I read lots of books. And when the introduction's more than a page and a half, I say, fuck it. I want to go to the meat of this shit.
I was wondering if anybody really reads introductions. Like, it's on like maybe smaller books that it looks like someone has offered some insight or maybe it's someone you like has written an introduction to a book. But even still, I get bored with it. It's like, I don't want to read about the book how you feel about the book. Or I don't care. Maybe after
I read. I read almost exclusively nonfiction, and introductions are usually written by the author, maybe sometimes someone else, but it always takes some of the mystery away because there's a foreword by someone other than the author, then the author usually does the introduction. Well, in nonfiction, it's not important who the author is. You try to shy away from that, and it's not them espousing their or them not being forward with espousing their viewpoint on this certain thing in history or the certain thing in science, except for the introduction. So it takes all the mystery away, so I usually don't read it anyway. Because I don't give a shit about Doris Kearns Goodwin's journey to write Team of Rivals. I don't care. I just want to read Team of Rivals. Because Obama did.
Yeah, let me.
I had that book before Obama, so fuck you.
I read this book, and I like it. I think that every American should read it.
I wonder Skull Rebel's favorite president was. I bet he'd say something like George McGovern. He probably couldn't even name the he's like
Chauncey Billups.
Before Bush, there was that Hillary, and then before him, well, that was Hillary.
Well, you'd think that he might have even liked Bill Clinton because he was a down home Southern boy just like him.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he doesn't look like he could be any older than 18, so he has no idea.
That would be funny if he actually is 18. I would say he's anywhere from 18 to 38.
Yeah, good point. I mean, he puts his hand up and he's got his class ring on, like his ring finger.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess it's ring.
That's I'm married to my high school football accomplishments. Yeah,
that is the finger you're supposed to wear things on, I guess.
We didn't make it to state, but,
oh, man.
But we almost did. He prefaced it with coughing too. Like the very beginning of it was just coughing, which made me actually feel kindred with him because I'm always fighting my urge to cough when I talk.
I've been sick for this past since last weekend. I got sick and then it sort of went away. Like last weekend, I felt like I was getting a little sick, and then of course a few nights of drinking until 7 a.m. is gonna make you feel a little ill the next couple of days, anyways. And then it sort of
Oh, by the way, when we were drinking till 7 a.m, we were playing War of the Monsters. So fuck you, Eric Scala. Continue.
Yeah. So if you gave a shit, we're playing War of the Monsters, and we're both badass at it.
Yes.
Awesome at it.
Better than you ever were.
We've unlocked everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So about halfway through last week, I started to get better, and then I felt better. It was nothing sneezing or coughing or anything. Just mostly throat stuff, and then. Which is why it took us so long to get another episode on the air.
Right.
Exclusively the reason.
Right.
That wasn't the reason.
That wasn't the reason. The reason is we're slow, but we're also liars.
Right. Absolutely. So I got better. And then the weekend came along again. And all I did that weekend was like talk or drink, smoke, and talk shit. And then it just happened all over again. Worse. And so it just got worse. And then this week it's just been a battle. It's like everything that was bad in my throat crawled up in my ear. And so that last episode we recorded, I couldn't even hear anything out of my left ear.
Yeah, the last time I was sick was when I got fired from my pizza job when I got food poisoning, and I was shitting incredibly hard, vomiting all over the place, and lying on the floor of my bathroom like a little girl, crying for
sucking
my girlfriend.
Sucking your thumb with barrettes in your hair.
To kill me. I was going to die. Because literally, I would drink water and then I'd throw it up. But since then, I haven't been sick. Because to me, especially now, I live with a cat and I'm a smoker. So I'm constantly clogged up in the nose. I constantly have my allergies going. So if I was sick, I wouldn't even know. I just assume it was regular.
I would just assume I'm just an asthmatic living in a cat
house. Yeah, you're an asthmatic smoker who lives with the cat that he's allergic to. So I don't even call that sick. That's just regular for me.
Oh, yeah.
We have a response to Skull Rebels.
I was trying to pull up his name, but it doesn't I don't think it has a
it's
BHS guy 2012 or something. Does that mean like we got another high school kid who's upset about Skull being made into an illegal product.
Look, I don't want to draw these lines and to make me sound super pro Obama just because of these rednecks. But
well,
it's working.
Well, it was more, I mean, honestly, to be honest, it wasn't even the political slant that I was even interested in. I just like the way they talk.
Yeah. Well, you.
It's fun.
You nigger Jew.
I just like to say things like that.
Nigger Jew.
I like to talk like that. So I think that maybe we can watch. This is. What is his name?
If you're not listening to Mum Rat Radio, you're a Jew nigger. I'm going to eat a Hot Pocket.
BHS Guy 2012. This is his response to Skull Rebels video.
Delicious.
Bring it.
Okay, guys, what's up? I'm pissed. Pretty sure you guys will be pissed when you hear this. But I was watching Skull Rebels video he posted a couple days ago about Obama banning flavored dip. I'm just sitting here thinking how gay that is and how much I agree with everything the Skull Rebel is saying, because that is gay. And Obama should be impeached because really he has done nothing but cause problems for the United States. And he hasn't kept his promises like he said he was going to before he got elected. I just think McCain should have won. And The only thing I didn't agree with McCain on is taking away, like, I forget what it was. Taking away, like, the money that veterans and old people get. But, disability, I think he's going to do away with disability. I think that's pretty gay. But like I said, that's the only thing I disagreed on him with. But I just think Obama should be impeached because he has done nothing but try to do crap that would anger everybody and get everybody on his back and cause harm to him. He shouldn't do these things when he knows, like, I heard he's going to ban guns. Now he's wanting to ban flavored dip. You know how many people like guns and dip? Me personally, I love guns. I love dip. But I'm just pissed off because that's bullcrap. And if I was president, I'd legalize everything except like crystal meth, crack, and all that crap that people do. One thing I would legalize is probably weed. I'd probably legalize that because there's too many people doing it to make it illegal. I would legalize moonshine. I'd make the legal tobacco purchasing age 16, legal alcohol purchasing age 18, and I'm pretty sure everybody'd be happy with them rules. I'd make owning a sawed-off weapon legal. As long as it's registered to you. But it's that. I don't feel like getting on the subject because I'll end up saying something that I didn't want to say and I'd have the government on my ass, everything. I'm not saying I'm racist. I mean, black people are black people, but niggers are niggers. Black people are the good ones that don't do nothing to piss you off, but niggers are the one that act all gangster and hard because of their homies and their hood. But yeah, personally I think Obama's racist because he has done nothing but try to cut the white people out of the deal, because you barely ever hear about a black person hunting, black person dipping, or anything like that. And he's just mad because we get the privilege of looking up to that flag and he don't, because he is like half towel head and half nigger, something like that. But YouTube, don't screw with my video, don't screw with nothing, because you know I'm pretty sure there's some people on YouTube that like dip, that owns YouTube. I'm pretty sure you guys might like dip and guns, so don't screw up my video. But I'm dipping Skullcherry, spitting in this bottle. It's the only thing I had, and I didn't feel like getting up. But this is Austin. If you haven't subscribed, go subscribe.
Holy shit.
All right. Now, Ben told me during our break that I'd reached the nigger quotient, and I'll agree. Because I don't want to say that word a lot. I'm only saying it to make fun of these people.
Yeah, I think maybe it was combined with these videos.
Yeah.
And I mean, someone just happening upon our airwave, downloading it right in the middle.
Right.
Just going to hear it constantly.
Who's that redneck on with those two regular guys?
Wow, those guys seem so cheeky and nice. And then they got that redneck.
I'm not a racist. But I have this giant stars and bars behind me. I have stars and bars bed sheet, and then black people is black people and niggers is niggers. I'm not a racist.
It's funny too, because he's mad about them acting all tough and gangster in their hood.
Yeah.
What does it matter? Who cares what it matters? You don't how go they act to the in hood. Their hood. Yeah, yeah, if they're in their hood, they can act like whatever they want.
There's no hood in Arkansas.
Yeah, they can be Mormons if they want to.
God.
If they want to. Yeah, I do like his Stars and Bars bed sheet and his Stars and Bars like mini blinds or something. Like, or is that maybe God. It might just be a flag in front of like vertical blinds or something, but it looks good right next to his Why So Serious Joker and swimsuit model posters on his wall.
Right. Well,
really proves his point.
I can't wait till one of them is president.
Yeah.
If I was president, I'd make everything legal.
Well, maybe not like heroin, but like
crystal meth,
but like weed, like people like smoking weed and stuff. So it's like you might as well. But I would make drinking 18, and the first guy wanted to make, he would sure as hell make prostitution legal, right. Not illegal. Because
that is the only hope he ever has of getting laid.
He had to recover. This guy looks like he might be getting laid right now. He looks like he could be. He's probably on the football team.
Ben, do you have a crush?
You got me. Although, hold on. Well, I mean, now people are going to get confused. I think I like cats.
There might be some people that own downinthewell.com that like to dip.
Maybe even run downinthewell.com that like to dip. My favorite line was, I like guns and I like dip.
So, he's a simple man who enjoys simple pleasures. Guns. And I make sawed-offs illegal. Oh, I also like it, too, that he heard Obama was going to ban guns. Yeah. Like, just guns.
Right, just, all guns.
That's my favorite thing about, whenever they have, substantive debates about, gun policy, is everyone just assumes it's guns, when it's really, Tech Nines. Like, there's a bill to outlaw Tech Nine, and no, he's going to ban guns. All guns.
Mean, it's like, everybody says, it's like, even if they want to ban assault weapons, someone's going to say, well, why should they ban assault weapons? Because I want to go shoot one in the backyard. Why do you need an assault weapon? I mean, okay, but I'm going to defend that point, too, because it's like, damn, it would be a lot of fun to be shooting
Newsies.
Shoot a
Tech 9, yeah, hell yeah.
I would really like to do that. Let's try to make that happen. Yeah. How do we find – does anybody out there own a Newsie? Or something else that has fully automatic, an M16, AK-47.
I don't. Our roommate has a Desert Eagle. He likes to brandish.
Yeah, that's. I mean, anything you can fire as fast as you can pull the trigger really ain't my speed because I only want to pull the trigger once.
Right.
I'm lazy.
I need 120 rounds per minute, buddy. So.
That's slow. My
other favorite
30 rounds a minute.
My other favorite thing that he said is, I agree with everything John McCain says, except for taking money away from old people and veterans. I like it because that was a huge tenet of the McCain platform was, we're going to take money away from old people and veterans.
Old people, gather around. I'm going to take all your money.
But if he believes that one of McCain's part of his platform was taking money away from old people and veterans. He didn't say he was going to stop giving it to them. He said he was going to take it away. He was going to bust down the door to veterans' houses. Steal their money.
With an automatic weapon.
And one arm.
Give me that money, old.
But he still would prefer someone who does that. Everything else he does is fine.
But he just said, preceding his statement about how he would have rather had John McCain be president, he said Obama doesn't stick to his promises. All those promises he made,
you didn't like them.
That's
what, aren't you
he's
winning?
He's doing exactly what you want him to do. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing's changing. If he's not getting his shit passed, then nothing is happening,
right.
And we're all the same.
I agree with a lot more of the hope part of Obama's candidacy than the change part.
We want it fixed, and we want it fixed now, right. But we don't want to admit that you're going to do it.
Right.
We want to drag our asses for as long as we possibly can, just so we can say you didn't do it. You didn't do anything you said you were going to do. You were going to save the world.
Isn't it the most pedestrian, sort of like, I won't call it latent because it's totally overt, but isn't it the most pedestrian thing any white person has ever said, that there's black people and then there's niggers? That is, like, that's their rallying cry. And then they do it under the guise of, well, I'm not a racist. Well, then can't you just say there's good people and bad people? That's fine.
Yeah, because there's plenty of rednecks. I mean, maybe yeah. They take offense at the word redneck.
Oh, I guarantee it.
No, they wear it on they wear it on their shirts. They get tattoos. They put it on their trucks, trucks.
Literally, though, I really, really, really hope these people are actually from the South, because where I grew up, I had to deal with people born and raised in Illinois who would fly Confederate flags. And yeah, it never made any sense to me.
Country Thunder, man. It was great. They don't want to be a part of it. If you don't like it, go home.
Question. How many Toby Keith records do these people own?
None.
All of them?
None.
All of them.
They can't afford that shit. Look at this. Oh, this kid. Yeah, wait.
How many Toby Keith records did these kids pirate?
All of them.
All of them. You're correct.
They want to put boots in everyone's asses. A lot of homosexual undertones here.
You think if these two ever...
Boots and asses.
I guarantee if these two ever met, they'd just start making out.
They'd put their boots so far up each other's asses.
They're in, like, bathroom stalls, like, kicking boot to boot. Yeah.
Can you pass me that wad of toilet paper and a dildo?
And the thing is, you know, they both said if I were president, and I'd like to say, oh, that's so ridiculous, but then Bush was president.
And I
don't know. The second kid might be the Silver Spoons of Beaumont,
here we
Texas.
Are face to face, couple of Silver Spoons.
That Alonzo kid that was on Fresh Prince was also on Silver Spoons.
I just think that's gay. That's gay. Gay. That's all gay.
I'm not a racist and I'm not prejudiced against anyone.
That's gay.
But there's queers and then there's homos and then there's faggots.
Everything was gay. Gay. That was gay.
I'm not a racist.
I got my Cherry Skull and my Pepsi bottle because that was all I could find at the time, and I didn't want to get up.
I'm not a racist, but there's Mexicans that are Mexicans. There's Latinos, and then there's Spicks, and then there's wetbacks.
Now I want to see how many people have actually watched this video.
You're going to check tomorrow, and it's going to be 18,000.
It's like he just sits there in his room with a bikini girl. Actually, what they see is the thumbnail of a bikini girl in the background, and everyone clicks on that. That's the guaranteed way to get people to watch your video, is just to put some tits in there and people watch your video. Because internet people love
YouTube's
boobs.
Like YouTube boobs at some point, and then all you'll get is, what's that one song that they always do in the middle of everything?
You're going to get Rickrolled?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, not anymore, though.
Really?
Because of the RIAA. They made them remove all the Rickroll.
Wow. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. So it's like there was a day where it was the last day to get Rickrolled ever. Now, I'm sure since then it's probably been put back up because...
You can't stop YouTube.
Can't stop.
Can't stop my freedom of speech, YouTube.
Listen, YouTube, you better not be messing with these videos.
Those guys who run YouTube now, there's some of you who like Rick Rowland.
At some point, we should just start videotaping the show and put it up on YouTube, and then put like fat kids like that and girls with large breasts as images, and then you know they'll ignore what we look like, and we just have in Home Alone. Remember when he puts up those cardboard cutouts and he starts dancing around? We'll like dim the lights, and then we'll have like this cardboard cutout just swirl around in front of the camera every once in a while, so people get like put it on a train set.
Yeah,
and
we need to get a train set.
Yeah, put it like a Nixon mask on my cat, so then it looks like Nixon was hanging out. And
I'd like train sets, except for, like, if I ever got really into building one meticulously, I do not think I could control my urge to pretend to be Godzilla.
Destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're too expensive to destroy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I found a bunch of in the trash once when I was a kid I lived right downtown Richmond with all those antique stores, and so we would go digging in the trash all the time. I found old trombones and lamps and all sorts of goofy stuff that I would just bring home. And like one time we found this a bunch of trains, like bunch of HO scale trains. So we had like tons of trains, and we had them all set up, and like we would never build like the model or anything,
right?
Because we didn't have a place to do it. It takes money to do that. You got to put green shit all over styrofoam and build little trees and buildings and stuff. And like we had to take it down after every time we were playing with it, and so there was no point. But we got into HO scale model train building.
It's meant for like accountants who like always liked trains when they were little.
Yeah, you need a rec room. You know, it's like a basement. Or you need to be the Beetlejuice family.
Toys like that aren't meant for kids.
No.
Those are middle-aged men toys.
Right. The only trains meant for kids are...
And if you're a woman who's middle-aged and your husband starts playing with train sets, thank your lucky stars. Because if it wasn't for the train sets, he'd have prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for prostitutes...
He'd have train sets.
Skull Rebel would never get laid. I want to meet him. We really need to get him on the show.
We'll call him up one day. We'll send out an email, and it would help if everybody else who listens to this could find him on YouTube. Maybe send him a comment that he should maybe hit us up on down in the mumratradio@gmail.com. That's mumratradio at gmail.com. It's easy. It sounds how it's spelled. Mum Rat Radio.
Closing this up, I got one final thought.
Yeah, what do you think?
Definitely the first guy, more so than the second guy, is the epitome of mum.
Yeah, he's pretty mum.
He's mum man.
Yeah, if we had a mum mascot.
I mean, mum is all about old.
A mum scot.
We have become pretty accustomed to referring to dirty socks that smell really bad.
Yeah, anything that... Well,
as mum.
It doesn't have to necessarily be old, but it definitely has to be like kind of crunchy and...
Yeah.
Sort of discarded, maybe. Discarded may be a good term to use as well.
Yeah.
Anything that's kind of a little bit off.
Mum person.
Something you wouldn't want to necessarily touch.
Something that chews whiskey-flavored skull.
Something thinks it's gay.
It's gay. That's gay.
What football team do you think these kids cheer for?
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. These are both college fans. I don't think... Maybe Cowboy
I
fan.
Yeah.
But I would assume... I would assume Oklahoma and Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. I believe, actually, those are pretty good. Definitely not Alabama.
No.
Definitely not. Probably not big fans of Georgetown or Auburn.
I bet both of these kids at some point in their lives, having never been north of the Mason-Dixon line, have said Jew York City. I can almost guarantee it. And I also bet... They don't know where Canada is.
They just point up in the air.
Yeah.
It's that way. Why would you ever go there?
It's like one of the people I met out here who thinks Illinois is next to New York.
Yeah, it's close.
It's close.
Definitely
close enough.
Close.
Moving on. I'm a Bears fan, and it's the time of the year where it's football season, so every week, if it's good or bad is determined by whether or not the Bears win. The Bears have won their second game this week against the limeade-colored Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, those are some pretty fancy duds they got.
Like Mountain Dew-colored green.
I'm sure those are probably the reverse throwback. They're the jersey from the future.
Yeah, because they've only had a couple jerseys. Like, because they were an expansion franchise, mm-hmm. So they had to make up a third jersey that was hip. So they decided to make one that was neon green.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, and I know that my buddy Vic Garcia is turning into a homosexual because he said he liked the jersey.
Yeah, we clearly defined before you ever got any word of Vic liking that jersey that nobody could like that jersey unless, of course, they were a queer.
Queers.
Blind. I mean, blind people wouldn't mind the jersey either because it would not offend them.
Now, I just moved out here, and I'm pretty sure the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl because I've left, and I've spent my entire childhood wishing and willing the Bears to win,
yeah,
and they never did.
Yeah, pretty good assumption. What the hell is going on out there?
There's lots of horn honking. We need a studio.
I like it when people are just laying on horns.
Yeah.
Like, just they just fall asleep on the horn. No reason for it. It's just they're just on it.
Well... The biggest thing that happened in this offseason with the Bears was they got Jay Cutler, who...
Yeah, everyone was excited.
Was kind of a whiny dude.
Real whiny.
The legacy...
Always a pouty bitch, I'd say.
The legacy
describe
of
it as a pouty bitch.
Was it leaked that the Broncos were trying to court Matt Castle, who stepped up for the Patriots. They wanted Matt Castle because they knew that New England couldn't afford to keep both, and they were looking, you know, to unload him, or I don't know if he was a free agent. They were courting him. He ended up going to Kansas City, but because that got leaked, Jay Cutler demanded a trade. So the Bears were in a position that they had a quarterback and the number one draft picks to get rid of, so they unloaded Kyle Orton and a bunch of number one draft picks. Well, what's interesting is, as a Bear fan, you hate the Packers. Well, the Packers are in this little competitive race themselves because Favre has gone to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and they have Aaron
Making
Rodgers.
Things interesting.
So now the Bears have Kyle Orton to constantly compare Cutler to, and the Vikings have Brett Favre to constantly be compared to Aaron Rodgers, or more accurately, the Packers have him.
Mm-hmm.
I went over some of these stats of what I consider to be
significant.
Significant. So it's completions, completion percentage, yards, sure. average, distance per catch, yards per game, touchdowns, interceptions, and rating. And what I did for perspective is I got Favre, Cutler, Rodgers, Orton, and Castle, and Orton, and then also Manning and Brady, because those are what people want in quarterbacks. And what I found was everybody's pretty average. Brett Favre, Kyle Orton, Aaron Rodgers. The only one who's below average is Matt Castle. So
yeah.
With all of
Eat
these,
that dick.
I tried to figure out who was in the, I put a little star by the numbers to see who was in the top 10. For every one of those seven stats that they were in the top 10, I put a star by their name. Now, Cutler had three in the top 10. Favre and Rodgers had four. Orton, two. Tom Brady, three. Matt Castle, one. And Peyton Manning, seven.
Ooh, Peyton Manning's pretty good.
So what I've come to decide...
What a dreamboat that guy is. Women can't get enough of Peyton Manning.
It only matters if you're Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That is the only person you need to trade for. Like, Brett Favre threw for a touchdown. Oh, gives a shit.
Trade your entire
team
for Peyton Manning if you can.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, if you get a chance.
You'd have third graders standing in front of him.
He'll just run on you.
Yeah, he'll call the right play for third graders to block.
He'll know.
And I don't know. I like Jay Cutler. I understand. I don't think he's a whiny bitch. Everybody else does.
Oh,
but
he is a whiny bitch.
But he's good.
He might be good, but he is a whiny bitch.
I used to be a Broncos fan. I used to be a Broncos fan growing up.
He throws his fist down in the air and he sticks out his little lip.
Right, he doesn't like to lose. Do pouty, you like to lose?
Pouty little bitch.
You pout when you
He's
lose.
A pout. He's a pouty. I'm not a professional football player. I'm allowed to pout.
He doesn't pout.
It's my God-given right.
He gets angry, and then he gets
pouts.
Even.
Pouts, like little girl. Little girls can pout.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl because they've won two games straight.
Hey,
so
if a pouty little bitch
them.
can win the Super Bowl, I'll high five people who wear his jersey.
Right, and well, it's we
and at least he's better than Kyle Orton, apparently,
right.
According to those numbers.
Right,
at least the statistics of the top 10.
Cutler has 65 completions. Orton 49.
That's
Cutler
good.
Makes 64.4% of his passes. Orton 55.
That's good.
Cutler has 760 yards. Orton 663.
That's good.
Averages 7.5. Orton, 7.5, so that's dead even.
That's good.
Yards per game, 253 for Cutler, 221 for Orton.
That's good.
Six TD passes for Cutler, three for Orton.
That's good.
Five interceptions, zero for Orton.
That's okay.
Average rating of 86.2 for Cutler, 91.2 for Orton.
That's gay.
But to put that in perspective, Manning's average is 117.7.
He's maxed it out.
That's the only.
So you can give 110%. All those t-shirts weren't bullshit.
I love those quarterback rating numbers because it goes like to 156.3 or something. Some ridiculous.
Good.
Like
that's
it's
a nice. That's a
no
nice
round
even,
numbers for quarterback.
Even,
right?
Yeah. So we should probably we'll scan that up and put that up there so people can see at least you put the effort into doing that. And
right.
They'll be able to tell. What
you I could read you every one of these stats, which is great radio.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
And Peyton Manning's pass percentage per yard.
Oh, I can tell you that.
I don't really. Tell me.
Oh, that actually doesn't make sense. Pass percentage per yard?
Yeah.
8.2.
He gets good.
He gets 8.2 pass percentage for every yard he throws.
8.2% yards per yard.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much in the middle at this point. I'm interested to see what's going to happen at the end of the season, because I guarantee you Orton's not going to put up anything phenomenal because he can't throw downfield. I actually had a Broncos fan tell me, well, did you see that pass that won the game in week one? That pass was a 10-yard pass that was deflected. Like three guys went up to catch it, right? I think it was the Dolphins. Three Dolphins went up to catch it because it was an awful pass, and it got tipped to someone else, and then he ran it back for an 87-yard touchdown.
They really should have given them a smelt after that.
That's not a downfield pass.
That's practice behavior.
That's an interception that Miami was too dumb to catch.
Well, if they would have had real Dolphins out there, they probably would have put it right up on their nose and squeaked and done that lovable little thing where they flip backwards on their tail and wave to the audience.
I think, yeah, they should have a football season where everyone's represented by their mascots. Like, it's just 11 Bears on the field versus 11 guys who work at a warehouse for the Packers. Mm-hmm. Vikings, that'd be tough to pull.
Vikings would definitely probably be a pretty good match.
Can I go on a little
Bears
rant?
Sure.
And it's almost for this very reason, because you can't have a literal game between Bears and Dolphins. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could.
You cannot. Snorkels. I hate it when people name their teams after weather. Mm-hmm. I think that's the worst.
The tornadoes.
They have the hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. The water tornadoes.
Yeah, hockey's got a lot of it. The lightning.
Chargers is kind of like lightning.
I would like to see 11 Texans versus 11 Grizzly Bears.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
Texans are pretty tough.
Texans are pretty tough.
You know? They fill the same niche. They're big. They're probably hairy. Yeah. They eat meat. Lots of it. Lots of meat. Steaks and burgers. Salmon.
Now
fresh salmon.
Who's more intelligent? I don't know.
Hey, you can
wild bear.
A bear can get into your cooler that's bear-proof. You know they have like bear or like rodent-proof coolers for camping? They can get in there.
Yeah, they say fuck that.
I think just like beat it around a bit, chew right through it. That's kind of not. That's not really a trick. It's not really smart. That's just beating into it. But
if they do it behind a curtain, it's a trick. If they do it in front of you, it's not much of a trick.
How do you do that? It's just gotta. You just shoot a hole in it through that little spigot that you empty out the water. Yeah. Just started gnawing right there.
One other thing happened. All four teams from the NFC North won.
Yeah.
In a single week, which
good for them.
Has Lions. Not happened since week four of 2005, because the Lions have been awful.
Yeah.
Well, for about 50 years. But they had lost 20
since
games
Tim
straight.
Tim Taylor left Detroit. Or Tim Allen, I guess, is his actual name. But Tim Taylor is.
I think it was. I know they haven't been to the playoffs since Barry Sanders left.
Lucky bastards.
And Barry Sanders retired a long time ago.
They're going to cash in on those tickets. Yeah. Seat ticket. That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
Cash in.
They do.
They do it.
Cutching.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I mean, they'll be probably kicked out of their stadium soon anyways because of all the other vacancies up there in Detroit. If you're looking for cheap property, I want to move into their stadium.
It's going to be funny when the Lions start playing out of Dave's house. Come to Dave's house to watch the Detroit Lions.
They're playing in my backyard.
And they still won't be able to sell out.
We're on rain delay. We got them in the rumpus room.
It's 8 seats.
Fellas, watch out. That's a Ming vase. No, it's not. It's not real. We got it in the antique store down the street. But it did cost $37.
Maybe they'll move the Lions to the Extra Olympic Stadium in Chicago.
It's a good idea. They should just.
Do you think Chicago could handle another team? I think it would be dumb to expand the league. But if you moved a team, who would you move to Chicago?
Take them from Detroit. They don't need them. Detroit, that's not even going to be a city anymore. It's just going to. Everyone's just going to leave, and they're just going to forget it even was.
Right.
Isn't even in a city. Isn't even a city right now. I mean, people don't live there now. Everyone's leaving Detroit. You don't want to be in Detroit. What are you going to do? Are you going to mow gravel?
When you drive into the Detroit, it says population, Dave Earl, and Ford family.
I saw a street sweeper on the 405 today, the freeway, street sweeping the gravel shoulder. What the fuck? Like, they're holding up traffic to street sweep the gravel shoulder. There's plants and grass growing over there, and they're street sweeping it.
Why does California have a budget crisis?
What do we have? We have prisoners to do that, don't we?
Yeah, right? Where's
what the fuck? Get them to work.
Someone decided it was more cost effective to just bring the street sweeper.
We can't put them in prison, so put them to work. Make them work out there. Put the little bracelet on their ankle and make them report to work.
California has any shortage of prisoners.
There's too many of them.
Yeah.
We got too many. We're going to let them all go. So yeah, let's just put the ankle bracelet around their thing and just let them go.
Yeah,
let
we'll just
clean shit up.
Yeah, well, like, what we need to do is like solder a broom to one hand and like a dustpan to the other.
Let's just turn them all into robots, you know, like big cyborg robots.
I don't know about cyborgs. I'm more just into
cyborg robots.
Brutally maiming them with brooms and
put those cans pans on their head like the Man in the Iron Mask. Just lock it
up.
That
way, I don't have to move my car at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday to avoid.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sweep around it. We already have a parking crisis. How are they going to force us to park in places that we can't park?
Right.
They will do it.
Everything's in crisis mode in California.
It's we're always on red alert.
Well, this has been Mumrat Radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot for listening. Episode number 3, I think it was pretty successful. Smooth, clean, and
out of
control.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, we'll be back probably in a few days.
Post your comments. All you have to do to post a comment is actually click on the name of the article, and that'll bring up where you can post your comments.
Sure.
Because if you just go off of our homepage, it's not going to let you post. So like I said, if you want to post a comment, which we'd really appreciate and which we'll probably read aloud on the air, click on the name Mumrat Radio Episode 3.
Just click on Mumrat Radio Episode 3. And if you don't understand, just hit us up at mumratradio@gmail.com or downinthewell@gmail.com. Everything all works in the same spot. And, send us love letters.
Right.
We're lovely people.
Your sexiest love letters.
The sexiest of all filthy, filthy love letters.
For Ben Crutcher, I'm Brad Dunlap. This has been Mumrat Radio.
See you later.
Adios.
I'm true fucking American. And I'm just sick of this shit. Well, guys, I'm out because I'm pissed off. I'll see y'all guys later. See y'all.